This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hey there. This is going to be an episode about peaceful video game music. And it's going to be a long one, too. The length of an old-fashioned mix CD, in fact. It's also going to be one where I get a little personal, but don't worry, I'll only be talking about myself for a few minutes. The majority of this episode will be back-to-back-to-back music. If listening to a little bit about my personal history with the late Super Nintendo and early PlayStation eras isn't really your thing, and you'd rather just listen to some laid-back video game music, then feel free to skip ahead to
7 minutes and 54 seconds.
But if you're listening to this now, that means you didn't skip, so thank you. I started college in the fall of 2000, and when I did, I didn't take my video game systems with me. I couldn't tell you why I didn't exactly, but I imagine it was a combination of figuring I'd be busy enough as is, which I was, and also being a little scared of being judged for playing video games. See, I hadn't exactly come out of the closet yet as far as being a gamer. I didn't talk about video games that much in high school, and I figured the people I met in college would judge me for playing video games as much as I did. They would think I wasn't cool. That's not to say that I was completely without video games that freshman year. A guy down the hall brought his Super Nintendo with him, and that simple fact sparked a friendship that has lasted to this very day. Hi, Nate. Nate, are you listening? Are you listening to my podcast at work? Anyway, on top of the fact that I was missing my personal favorite pastime, I also started college as an English major, and that meant I had a lot of papers to write and books to read, and the dorm was a loud and busy place. Now, remember that I said I started college in early 2000, which was also the age of Napster and Audio Galaxy. And eventually it occurred to me that maybe I couldn't play video games, but I could at least listen to them. And so I downloaded a bunch of video game music that was conducive to reading and writing and concentrating. It was mostly RPGs, mostly late Super NES and early PlayStation, and I would just listen to this mix on a loop while I worked. I will also mention that I went to school at UC Santa Barbara, and one of the perks of this particular university, which I swear was not a motivating factor in me deciding to go there, is that it sits right on the beach. And my dorm in particular was just a short walk from said beach. I'd go there to read a lot, and eventually it occurred to me that I could burn a mix CD of this music that I had on my laptop and take it with me to listen to when I worked outside. Again, please remember that I said that this is all taking place in late 2000, which means it's a pre-iPod point in history, and everyone wasn't walking around with a digital music player in their pocket. So yeah, I eventually burned a CDR with about 80 minutes of this video game music. And I listened to that mix again and again and again, a lot of the time at the beach, sitting on a towel while I read The Sound and the Fury or whatever other book I had to get through for the English major. It didn't really seem strange at the time, but when I think about it now, it's a very odd combination of creative properties, great literature and video game music, meeting in a way that I'm sure neither William Faulkner nor Nobuo Uematsu would have ever considered happening anywhere, much less at a beach in California. But that happened kind of a lot. At least during my freshman year, it kind of happened a lot. Now, flash forward to the present day. I am going through a bunch of boxes and getting rid of a lot of stuff I've just been carting around with me ever since college. And in going through one of the boxes, I stumble upon a CD case. I open the case, and in it I find this very mixed CD I've just described to you. I recognized it right off the bat. I had decorated this particular CD with Sharpie, as was my way back when I was 18, and I really valued physically holding like music media in my hand. And so I took the CD and put it in my computer, and it still played with some scratches and some deterioration, but all the tracks were still there. And that was neat, and I was almost just going to leave it at that, but then it occurred to me that, oh yeah, I have a video game music podcast, and perhaps the people who listen to it might actually like me to share this thing that means something to me. That, in case you hadn't guessed yet, is what this episode is about, essentially. You're listening to My College Study Mix. It got me through switching majors several times and all 5 years of college. Yes, I was a super senior. I will admit that right now. If you're someone who thinks a quiet, meditative video game mix might help you get through whatever work you have to get done today, then, well, here you go. Please enjoy. The tracks are mostly in order, mostly as they appeared on the original CD. I moved a few things around just for the sake of balance, and I actually scotched a few tracks because some of them, after having listened to the mix many times, I realized weren't actually that conducive to reading and writing and concentrating, and I'd always skip them, and I didn't want to put you through that, so I got rid of those. And I actually also got rid of two tracks that I've played very recently. Terra's theme from Final Fantasy VI, which was the subject of the previous episode of Singing Mountain. Didn't think I needed to make you all listen to that one again. And then Another Winter from Seiken Densetsu 3, I also skipped because I've already used it twice. And maybe I could find something else to go in this mix for you. No worries, the things I replace these songs with are very era appropriate. And oh my goodness, is this CD of a certain era. It's very clear what kind of video games I was playing at the time, and it's kind of a great snapshot of what RPGs and a few other genres actually kind of sounded like back in the day. That's what we thought good video game music actually sounded like. All that said, I actually think this mix holds up very well. You'll have to let me know what you think, and by the way, I won't be interrupting this to identify the songs, I'm just letting the music flow from one to the other. If you want to know what a certain track is, please go on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/singingmountain. I'll have all the titles and artists and the games they come from listed there. But to be honest, if you are pretty familiar with video games, you'll probably recognize a lot of these. There's not deep cuts. 18-year-old me maybe didn't know as much about video game music as I know now. Deep cuts or not, please enjoy Drew's Video Game Study Mix, circa 2000.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's it. Before I finish this podcast, I have one little epilogue for the story about this video game mix. I was reading in the dorm common room one day, and a girl who also lived on my floor asked me what I was listening to. And after some hesitation, I told her it was video game music. And her response was, "Oh, you mean like Mario?" And I explained that, no, it wasn't exactly like that, even though there is the one song from Super Mario 64 on this mix. I got into it a little bit, and she kind of just blinked and said, "Oh, okay. Can I have a copy?" And I said yes, and I burned her a copy and gave it to her. And I assumed the story would have just ended there, with her being very polite and maybe not being into this nerdy thing that I made for her. But then, like, a week later, I saw her again in the dorm elevator, and in front of everyone, she just exclaims, "Oh my gosh, the video game music mix is so good. I love it. You had Final Fantasy on there. I love that game. Cecil and Rosa." And it was a very odd moment for a few reasons, because that was a weird instance of kind of being outed as a huge video game nerd in front of a bunch of people I really didn't know that well at the time. But more importantly, she knew what this stuff was. Like, she'd played Final Fantasy IV. She knew who Cecil and Rosa were. And I really, at that point in my life, hadn't really met anyone that knew who those characters were. So that is a valuable lesson about taking a look at someone, seeing the way they dress and the way they present themselves, and assuming that they couldn't possibly enjoy this, like, nerdy pastime that you enjoy. But she totally did. And she really seemed to like it and seemed appreciative for it. And that was a nice moment. Of course, 18 years after that, it's a very different world, and I don't feel embarrassed in the least that I am a grown-ish man who hosts a video game music podcast. I don't think it's embarrassing anymore. I guess I finally came out of the gamer closet, and other closets too, but that's kind of a different podcast. But yeah, I think the world changed a little bit, and I changed a little bit, and Now I put my name on Singing Mountain, and I fully admit it is one of the nerdiest things I've ever done, but I love doing it, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. I hope you got some work done. If this accomplished what I set out to do, maybe you can refer back to it on some day when you just want to block out the world and listen to something pixely and nostalgic. If you want to see a picture of this mix CD in all its sharpied glory, you can actually check out my Instagram account. My username is KidIcarus222, and yes, you better believe I made that username a very long time ago. If you have any questions about this episode or any other episode of Singing Mountain, please tweet at me at Drew G. Mackey. That's M-A-C-K-I-E. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, other places. Please give us a rate and review on iTunes if you're an iTunes person. That's very helpful in getting other people to discover this podcast. We're also on Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, just search Singing Mountain or go to facebook.com/singingmountainpod, P-O-D. I'm going to close out this overlong episode with one of the tracks I actually took out of the mix. Hopefully you're not still working if you're listening to me talk right now. It is the Tenda Village theme from Earthbound. It's a very cute, adorable, even like precious song, but it's also maybe a tad annoying if you're trying to focus on words or something. So I bumped it out of the main mix, but I'm going to include it here. I think it's not a bad song, just maybe not going to help you get any work done. So please enjoy that. See ya.